Can you put a number on the building here at 21st in Utica? Because in 1916, they bought the land for $16,000. So today, what do we have here in terms of dollars invested in this corner?
When you just talk about dollars, you would have to look at all of our assets. You know, I would say all the assets that we own is about over a billion.
We said billion, didn't we?
Billion.
You probably will not accept a lot of accolades, but all this happened while you were CEO here. And you gave a real steady hand to this facility.
I have learned in my earliest few years, when I had to go back to Roswell, when you needed to do things, there was no money. I came here, there was no money, you know. You start borrowing, you know, you had an older hospital that had to be replaced, but there was no cash to replace it. You had to just borrow the money. You got the hospital, but then you always at the same time have to pay back that big loan that you had. So while we were building every 5 to 10 years another building, we also had financing every 5 to 10 years for sometimes, or refinancing. We were very conservative because I have always had this as my goal. The only way I can have peace and can operate this place, I have to have at least enough money in the bank so I don't have to worry about where the next paycheck comes for all these employees we all of a sudden have. Over 7,000 now, they grew along too. It takes a lot of money for every 2 weeks to pay all of them. But when, for instance, when I went to Roswell, we were waiting for a check every Friday. And if it was late, you know, you were sitting on pins and needles, where are we going to get the money from? And so by the time I left down there, we had the money, we had extra money. So that was my first goal. You got to have enough money to at least not having to spend all your energy on worrying. Part of it is now, too, we have all these buildings. We have a lot of debt, too, that we have to pay back. But at the same time, we have to watch very carefully that we don't use up all the cash, that we have a certain amount of cash, because it takes a lot. So how it will be in the future, we did it this far, you know, and now when I turn it over, come January 1st to someone else, I can only say that I leave and turn it over in much better condition than I had to take it 8 years ago. Cash goes faster, you know. It goes even faster nowadays when you have to acquire physician practices. We have about 250 employed physicians now. Well, their compensation is a lot higher than the rest of the hospital's compensation is, and all their employees along with it. With every physician, you have to count about that they have 3 or 4 employees. So, you know, have 250 physicians, so we have at least 1,000 other employees.